back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Hello.
This is Betty.
Hello. Hello. This is Betty. Hello.
It's 420.
Hello. Hello. This is Betty.
It's 420. Grab your bongs, bitches.
Hello. This is Betty.
Grab your bongs, bitches.
Hello. This is Betty.
Are you still waiting?
It's 420.
Are you still waiting?
Grab your bongs, bitches.
Or later.
Hello. This is Betty.
And this is Betty.
Hello. This is Betty.
It's Betty again. Are you still waiting?
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Shy Ampers.
Ooh, you blew my ears out on that one, Skippy the Badoobies. Skippy the Badoobies. Oh my goodness, yeah. That was sorry. I think that was a little loud, but that's okay because
I am sorry about that.
It's all right. It's my fault because I think the background music source was a little low. Anyway, hi, this is Anthony from sunny, warm Tampa in Studio A.
And hey, everybody, it's Joe live from, well, it was kind of sunny and warm today in Chicago, Studio B, Chicago.
There
Chicago,
you go,
Studio B.
Hi, Betty here, your lovable artificial personality unit. This is episode 241 of the Joe and Anthony Show for Monday, March 21st, 2022. We are proud to be carried by Shyampa Radio. You can find the Joe and Anthony Show on iTunes, Spotify, Radio for All, and on Shyampa Radio. Visit www.shyampa.org, click the menu, click programming, then clicky on the Joe and Anthony Show. Subscribe, add, like, favorite, do it now. We appreciate it. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty out.
Thank you, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
Awesome.
Look at this, and we just started into the TP segment. How about that? That is a serendipitous timing was perfect. My day was all right. I couldn't do anything I wanted to over the weekend. I wanted to. Well, I was expecting some parts to kind of upgrade my rig and kind of, you know, bring it into the 21st century a little bit. And most of my items arrived. Like my graphics card arrived, my motherboard arrived, a few cables arrived here and there. But at the end of the day, I'm missing the memory module and I'm missing the CPU.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah. So I reached out to Newegg and they opened a case and it's kind of the package itself is just sitting in UPS land somewhere. You know how that goes, you know, and it happens to me frequently. I don't know why. And you know this because you've heard me bitch about it all the time. For some reason, packages just like to disappear on me. I'm the disappearing package man.
Now, you seem to have those experiences more with FedEx. No, UPS.
UPS,
right?
Yeah. FedEx has usually been pretty good for me. And so far, the post office hasn't lost anything of mine yet. They've actually been really good for me. But UPS now, has always been an issue for me.
For me, FedEx sucks and UPS is great.
That's funny. Funny. Because I think I had issues with FedEx and UPS in the city. When I lived up there on Paulina, I think nothing was good. Everything. They always messed up.
And you lived not far from a post office facility.
That was a half a block. It was right there. I could look out my front window and see the post
yes.
office. I mean, it was like literally just right there. It was great. So, you know, if I needed to go to the post office for anything, boop, it was right over there. Needed to pick up a package, boop, it's right over there. So, it was quite a great arrangement. So,
I see.
And I had to go into work for a little bit on Sunday yesterday.
Oh.
So it was actually all right. We were doing like I guess like a cutover, a DHCP server cutover. So, you know, that it's better you do that when nobody's around, because people get upset when you, like, you know, mess up the internet. So we got to break a few things and make sure everything worked, and it was really only an hour and a half of work on Saturday, but or Sunday, but it was still something. So it was an experience. Got to work more with the networking guys, which is what I always like. And tonight's is strain is Pai Gow again, because I just finished my big old pre-ground half an ounce bottle.
I see.
So
well.
Or ten. I'm sorry, a quarter. This is a quarter of an ounce.
That's so. A quarter. So that's 7 grams?
7 grams, correct.
7 grams. 7 grams. Yes.
So no more Pai Gow. Next thing. I have a couple of the hippie reggae ones and like a cherry punch and stuff, but I'll start bringing those in later.
I'm really glad that I've purchased silly weed again, because utilizing sativas all the time is not necessarily good for me.
Yeah, and see, I can't do sativas because it just makes me neurotic when I do sativas.
They're good, especially if I need to get things done and I need to have an undistracted mind.
Oh yeah, that gives you like a super energy boost too.
Mm-hmm.
For like going to super like turbo mode, like the cats do after they poop. Yeah, right. And you know what I'm talking about, because, you know, yes. There are some cats. I had one cat. Every time she pooped, she's like zip, 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 zip around the house after she pooped, and I never understood it. I'm like, goddamn, this
damn,
cat.
It felt good to get that shit.
I'm like, God, I know what it's like to take a good shit, but Jesus. I'm like, and then at one time, I'm like, maybe I should just start running around the house after I shit. But I'm like, yeah. I don't even know. I may have tried it once, and the cat kind of looked at me weird, so I just kind of called it quits and decided not to do that anymore. So, what about you, Joe? What's going on with you?
Well, spring has sprung in Chicago. Today was 73, and it's been pretty nice. But we're going to be looking at some rain in the week. I'll tell you more in my weather. Got some exciting news. Breaking news, actually, if you want to hit that breaking news button.
Hold on. I gotta find it. We don't use it that often anymore. Hold on.
We interrupt this programming to bring breaking news from the WEED newsroom.
All right, we've got Chip Skipper on scene here in the newsroom. What's up, Chip Skipper?
Exciting breaking news. The breaking Chicago news. Studios will be moving.
Oh my goodness, we have a relocation ahead of us.
Mm-hmm. We'll be moving to the third floor of the building.
Yay, that's even better. Yes.
It's on the western end of the building, so it'll be far away from bars and noise.
Bars and noise. Mm-hmm. That's nice. That's awesome.
And I've already had a chance to see the accoutrements, and we actually have a studio closet. So
wow.
We'll be able to.
Nice. You'll have a studio closet to utilize. Mm-hmm. It's phenomenal. I'm glad to hear that. That's awesome. Good.
Yep.
Cool. All right. Well, I'm sure you will keep us up to date as the story develops.
Yes.
All right. And we will now return you to your regular programming.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program already in progress.
And then he bent over backwards and he pulled it out of his ass. It was the most amazing. Oh, hey, we're back, everybody.
And tonight's strain is Welcome Aboard to a combo of Sativa Gelato and Indica Member Berry.
There you go.
So, Anthony, do we have any voicemails?
It appears that we do not.
All right. Well, and by the way, our phone lines are open and ready for you. If you dial 813-327-8566 on your celly, or rotary dial. So what you got for us in the weed corner?
All right, let's take a look here. All right, so our first story in the weed corner comes from the Argus Leader. Joe Sneave is the author. Governor Kristi Noem announced on Friday that she has signed a series of cannabis-related measures passed earlier this winter by the state legislature that modifies statutes that govern South Dakota's medical marijuana program. Senate Bill 19 changes the medical marijuana law to allow nursing homes, treatment center, and medical health centers to implement restrictions on cannabis use within their facilities. State Bill 21 adds language to the medical marijuana law that requires the health department to provide written notice if they revoke a previously issued medical marijuana ID card. State Bill 24 placed a four-plant cap on the number of cannabis plants a qualified medical marijuana ID card holder can have in their private residence at one time. Initially, the law spelled out no limit. I wish we could grow at least one here in Florida. State Bill 26 added physician's assistants and nurse practitioners to the list of medical professionals eligible to certify patients as qualifying for medical marijuana use. And State Bill 118 clarified testing requirements, including in the original medical marijuana law. Going forward, cannabis products must be tested in batches exceeding no more than 50 pounds.
Interesting.
So it's a little bit of good, a little bit of bad. It's kind of like, you know, you take the facts of life. The next story, it's Kentucky is where our next story comes from the Times Tribune, by Bruce Schreiner. The Kentucky House endorsed legalizing medical marijuana, passing a bill Thursday to strictly regulate the use of cannabis for a list of eligible medical conditions. The high-profile measure cleared the Republican-dominated House on a 59-34 vote after a long and sometimes emotional debate. Opponents say that they worry that Kentucky's cannabis policy would become more lenient over the years if medical marijuana got the legal foothold that would worsen drug addiction woes. According to Republican Representative Chris Fugate, the common denominator of 99.9% of the drug addiction problem in America started with marijuana. Fugate has declined to provide any sources for his claim. So, it looks like they're going to have a pretty uphill battle there in Kentucky. Kentucky's been really struggling with trying to legalize and work with their medical marijuana program. So, hopefully they'll gain some traction at some point and people better educate themselves on drug addiction. So, that's it for your Weed Corner. Back to you, Joe. I am not hearing anything that Joe is saying.
Hi.
I am now hearing things Joe is saying. Hello, Joe. Welcome back, Joe.
Hi. I was saying we've got plenty of time before my word of the show.
Oh, okay. Well, we can chitty chat. If anyone was able to call, you can give us a call right now.
At 813-327-8566. Or you can join us in the lively chat room where we're talking about mushrooms, zucchini fritters, and dreaming about Joe's why not me mindset.
Are you the one dreaming about your why not me mindset?
No.
Really? The clay people are dreaming. Well, and I think we got a why not me for you today in our news stories as well.
Oh, boy.
I believe so. That's your stories. Yeah, maybe. I think the Miami Beach one might be a little bit more during your, down your avenue.
Why not me?
It definitely does fall into your why not me category. So, yeah.
Well, good. Yeah. Well, you know, before the show was going on, we were talking about grocery shopping.
Yes.
And I think there's definitely merit to just being able to pick up your things and leaving.
Oh, my God.
Especially if the experience in the store is kind of like not so hot.
It usually isn't. I mean, I just don't like dealing with crowds of people, and especially at the grocery store on the weekends, I just tend to find the wrong crowds of people to get stuck around.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and unfortunately, that just seems to be my dumb luck. I've tried going at different times in the mornings on the weekends. I've gone in the morning. I've gone later at night. I've tried going during the weekdays. And no matter what I do, it's a challenge. So, this whole grocery pickup thing, it's beautiful. It really is beautiful. They just come and put the shit in your car and you drive the hell away. You only got to deal with people in the parking lot, which sometimes is more than enough as it is. You know, I mean, oof.
I hear you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, okay, Anthony, it's time for our word of the show. Are you ready?
I think I am. Why don't you give me that word of the show today?
Let's do that little drum roll. Yeah. And our word today is fend. which means to go in a specified direction, typically slowly or by an indirect route. Thanks, your mother. I hope you can think of even more exciting words as you wend your way around the dollar miscellaneous store, where $1 won't get you won't get you shit, but two will. The more you know, only at the Joe and Anthony Show. Oh, wow, we've got random discussion time again. Isn't that happy?
We can do that. We can move into the wheel and, you know.
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's
let Roger do his thing.
Go ahead, do your thing, Roger.
Wowzers, I've got premium content in my butthole.
Oh, my goodness, Roger.
Oh, hi, it's me, Roger, and this is your National Day moment for today. Well, it won't be today, if you're not listening today. Anyway, today is March 21st, 2022, and oh boy, it's National California Strawberry Day, National Countdown Day, National Fragrance Day, National French Bread Day, National Single Parent Day, World Down Syndrome Day, and now, what all your buttholes have been strained to the limit waiting for, woohoo, it's National Common Courtesy Day.
Ooh.
I'm thinking of you, Betty.
Ooh.
Wowzers.
She's not gonna have that.
Joe is going to twiddle a small wheel of fortune that somehow causes our Anthony to push a button that makes the bigger wheel spin. Will it be the insurance wheel? No. Yes. Let's see what happens. Twiddle away, Joe, and push that button, Anthony.
All right, let's see which type of wheel we get today. Oh, it's the boring wheel. Well, that happens. Well, last week's wheel was quite the thing. I made them get rid of that. I told them, you can't keep that thing around here. Even if it's got the dollar bill changer on it, you can't keep that thing around.
It was dangerous.
It was. I'm like, and this came from the insurance company. All right, let's take a look. Your random news this evening comes from The Independent and tells us about a non-Florida man who became Florida man in a very short time frame. Paul had accidentally got the address wrong going from the Airbnb app into Google Maps, and the address became the house next door. Paul told the news channel that he followed the Airbnb instructions and once inside the house found the bed made with two towels waiting for him. So Paul fell asleep and woke up when the bemused homeowner knocked on the bedroom the following morning. Paul said that he was woken up by a knock on the door and was surprised the guy even knocked on his own door. The homeowner asked Paul if he could help him, in which Paul said he was in an Airbnb that he had rented. And that's when he realized he was in the wrong house. Paul said he could have been woken up by a very angry homeowner that could have made things a lot worse and gone sideways. The homeowner showed Paul out, and he found his actual Airbnb next door. And that's it for your random news. Back to you, Betty.
Is it Betty's turn?
Betty, it's always your turn.
Hi, Betty here. I hope you're having fun with these two idiots. Anyway, with all this fun, you two can experience fun. Do this now.
Fun.
We prefer if you did it live, but leaving a voicemail can be entertaining too. Just give us a call at 813-327-8566. Anyway, while you're tuned in at chiampa.org, be sure to check out Headphone Meditations with John Dubose, and The Toppers Radio Show, the Inept Supervillains Podcast, and the many other fine shows we carry on Chiampa Radio. Be sure to visit chiampa.org for our complete broadcast schedule, and much, much more. And now, for Joe's weather and fucked up, informative news. Back to you, Joe. Betty out.
Yeah, thanks, Betty, I think.
Oh, Betty's kind of weird.
Well, yeah, right. Before we get to the news sourced by our very own Chip Skipper, I'm going to take a hit.
Ooh, that's even better. Ooh, don't lose your cookies. Don't lose your
cookies. It's time for your Chiampa Chicago weather from our very own Chicago's Midway International Airport. Unless you're listening live, it's not currently overcast at 73 degrees. The dew point is 39. The humidity is at 29%. And winds are howling out of Joe's butthole from the southwest at 12 miles per hour. And for you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. Yes. Tonight, a 50% chance of rain, mainly after 4 a.m. Increasing clouds with a low around 46, south winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tuesday, rain mainly after 7 a.m., high near 49 and breezy. Wednesday, rainy alert. Occasional showers before 1 p.m., then occasional showers and possibly a thunderstorm between 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. And then occasional showers after 4 p.m., high near 49. Thursday, showers likely mainly before 1 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 42. Chance of precipitation is 60%. But on Friday, it's going to be partly sunny with a high near 51. And for the weekend, a little bit of rain and snow on Saturday and mostly sunny on Sunday with temperatures ranging from the upper 30s to the lower 40s. And now for today's fun fact. Welp, the Earl of Sandwich, John Montague, who lived in the 1700s, reportedly invented the sandwich so he wouldn't have to leave his gambling table to eat. As Roger would say, wow, and hit me. What?
What?
And that's today's fun fact. Okay, Anthony, press the any key for the news.
I'm still about the sandwich thing for some reason. I don't know why I'm stuck on this thing. I don't know. But all right, here you go.
And now for the news.
For the news. Where is the news? Wow, sometimes it's like, what's the point? But I guess the visuals are everything. From our friends at UPI, March 9th, a restored version of the world's longest car broke its own Guinness World Record when it was officially measured at 100 feet and 1.5 inches long. A car. 100 feet long. A Guinness World Record said the super limousine known as the American Dream was originally built in 1986 by car customizer Jay Oberg and measured 60 feet long. Oberg later extended the vehicle to 100 feet long, capturing the Guinness World Record for the longest car. The vehicle made numerous appearances in film before eventually ending up in a New Jersey warehouse where it sat for several years. Michael Manning, owner of the Autoseum Technical Teaching Museum in Nassau County, New York, decided to take on the monumental task of restoring the American Dream, which had rusted during its time in storage to the point where many of its components were unsalvageable. I first found the car at an auto body shop or show in New Jersey, and it was garbage. It was covered in graffiti, the windows were broken, the tires were flat, but I fell in love with it anyway, I said. I'm going to get this car, and I'm going to bring it back and restore it, he said. Manning said his plans were interrupted by budget issues. He got broke. And he was left searching for a new home for the car when Autoseum's lease with Nassau County was terminated. Manning ended up listing the car on eBay, where it was purchased in 2019 by a Michael Dizzer, owner of the Deserland Park Car Museum and Tourist Attraction in Orlando, Florida. The car was shipped down to Orlando, where it probably rusted even faster, and Manning came in with it to participate in the restoration. The restored American Dream features a helipad, a swimming pool, a hot tub, a putting green, and a large waterbed. Manning said the car...
helipad on a car. What the fuck? If you have a helicopter, don't even take the goddamn car. Take the fucking helicopter.
Well, but you can't do all those other things in the helicopter. Manning said the car will now be displayed at the Deserland Park Car Museum. You really couldn't put it on the road because it's just too long, Manning said. It was built to be put on display. So... you know, this one just sounds like a repossession to me, but alas, maybe it's not.
Who knows?
Our friends at UPI, February 16th. Michigan State Police investigators are seeking the help of the public to help locate an unusual piece of stolen property. Could you imagine what that would be, Anthony?
A 100-foot limo?
Not quite, but close.
Okay.
An actual entire cabin.
Oh, wow. Well, that's fun.
The Michigan State Police Hooten, Hutton, Hooten, Hatton, Hooten. Lake Post said the 12-foot by 28-foot cabin, again, that's 12-foot by 28-foot cabin, was originally located in Cold Springs Township. The MSP said the owners of the cabin recently reported it was missing, presumed stolen. The cabin is believed to have been taken sometime between November 18th and December 16th. Keep it tuned to the Joe and Anthony Show as we follow with late-breaking updates to this story and the whereabouts of this cabin. If you know where this cabin is, give us a call at 813-327-8566 and tell us about it.
But we'll first call the police and tell them, please. We don't want to be accessories for anything. So call the police first, and then you can call us. So, who the fuck would steal a cabin? Like, a cabin. Like, a 12 by 28 foot cabin.
I don't know. It's like, why would you steal a whole bridge?
Touché.
Yes. Ooh, Fiddler's McGinty. Well, now that's a five-legged lamb if I ever saw one. If you ever, like, click on the actual link. Then you see it. From our friends at UPI, March 9th. The owners of a British farm said they were shocked when a lamb was born recently with a fifth leg sticking out of its side. Heather Hogarty, a part owner of White House Farm in the Morpeth, Northumberland area, said the five-legged lamb was born as part of a set of triplets on February 22nd, and the animal appears to be in good health. It is unusual, but animals have something a bit different. Wait, what? But animals having something a bit different does happen. We get many animals born with disabilities, but you don't see them as often as sadly they get put down, Hogarty told Chronicle Live. Extra limbs are believed to occur in about one out of every 1 million lamb births, but Hogarty said the lamb is actually the second to be born with the fifth leg at the farm.
Maybe they should Quinto, bring a Geiger counter or something.
Yeah, right. Quinto, a sheep born about a decade before the new arrival, had an extra leg in the center of her body. The limb had to be removed, but Quinta went on to have a long and healthy life, Hogarty said. Wow, that's nice. And that's a wrap on Joe's news sourced by the lovable Chip Skipper and his crack news team. Back to you, Anthony.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Limbs. Did I ever tell you one year we got a turkey, a frozen turkey for Thanksgiving, and the motherfucking thing had three legs. Ooh. The scary thing is we didn't realize it had three legs until we were done with it. And then it was like, oh, maybe we shouldn't have eaten this turkey because it's a three-legged turkey, and God knows what that's going to do to you. Oh, all right, Joe. Thanks. Thank you. Thank you so much, Joe. I don't have a sponsor content for Dollar Miscellaneous.
Yeah, what happened?
Today.
Did the Dollar Miscellaneous go under finally?
No, Dollar Miscellaneous just didn't have the creative juices this week, so you don't get an ad for Dollar Miscellaneous this week. That's fine. Do you want to be part of this derailed Southern fried, tire thumping, toilet seat licking, GMO loaded experience? Then give us a call at 813-327-8566 or send us an email at playus@triumphant.org. This week on This Way Out, the fight to say gay in Florida, and in other news, Guatemala's president rejects an unconstitutional marriage ban, courage and calamity for Ukrainian queers, activist hackers strike Bulgaria broadcasters with a Putin clown image, U.S. Congress members worry about basketballer Griner in Russian detention, which is, that's just a shit show.
Yeah.
Texas and Biden clash over the state's anti-trans witch hunt. And South Dakota and Tennessee catch Don't Say Gay fever from Florida. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine, Monday nights at 9 Eastern, right after the Joe and Anthony Show on Cheyamba Radio. Hang tight, folks. We will still be fending in about 4 minutes when we return. If I can find the button.
Gay.
You can't say gay. This is Florida. You can't say gay in Florida.
Gay.
You can't say that.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyamba Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyamba Radio. flashback.
Feeling 7-Up, I'm feeling 7-Up. Sharing styles, sharing smiles. Feeling 7-Up, 7-Up. It's a crisp, refreshing feeling. Crisp, clear, and light. Clear, and memories turning 7-Up. And it sure feels right. Feeling lucky 7-Up.
Been any good microwave popcorns lately? Now this one says it's normal for 1 to 3 tablespoons of kernels to remain unpopped. And this one is only recommended for certain wattage microwaves. Now this one is Pop Secret from Betty Crocker. Pop Secret works in all microwaves and it pops up beautifully, light and fluffy. So next time you want to curl up with a good microwave popcorn, make it Pop Secret. The secret to better microwave popcorn.
Captain O.G. Readmore here. If they send a mouse to outer space where Hawaii is getting snows, if a Martian lands on Thompson Street, you'll be the first to know. If you read the daily papers at your favorite magazine, you'll be out in front and in the know on all the latest scenes. You can tell your friends, you heard it first, and you'll hold the latest news. So read the paper and some magazines, because reading is what's news.
Wiki Wiki Wick Wack Database.
You are listening to Shy Up Radio.
Hi, this is Whisper Wisdom, and today's Whisper Wisdom is speak softly. This way, no one can accuse you of being aggressive. That's right, just whisper. If they can't hear you, whisper in their ears, but make sure you don't tickle them. That could provoke anger. Remember that. This has been your Whisper. Whisper Wisdom.
This has been a Joe Wisdom frustration. Do you have a frustration? Give us a call at the studios at 813-327-8566.
Hey, Daddy here. What the fuck was that just playing? I think Joe or Roger or maybe even Anthony have lost their minds. Or maybe they just need a life. Who knows? I know, and that's why you should tune into the Joe and Anthony show every Monday night at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit www.shyamparadio.com for more. Background music tracks are by Kevin MacLeod. Visit www.incompetech.com. Buddy, buddy, buddy out.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznat from NullSoft Shoutcast.
All right, go ahead and cue Roger.
Hello, Roger here. Welcome back. Thank God it's yay today, because up next, we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for, Anthony's Florida weather and his world-famous, crazy Florida news. But first, yes. Go grab your favorite smoking devices, snacks, and beverage biatches, so we can get started with Anthony's weather and world-famous crazy Florida news. Take it away, the lovable Anthony.
Thanks, Roger.
You're welcome, Anthony.
All right. Fantastic. All right. Before we continue, it's time for your Cheyenne weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, is not currently partly cloudy and 79 degrees. The humidity is currently at 39%. The dew point is a comfortable 52 degrees. And the visibility is, surprise, 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, will be mostly clear with a low around 65. On Tuesday, it will be sunny with a high near 88. On Tuesday night, will be partly cloudy again with a low around 73. On Wednesday, a 40% chance of showers and storms, mainly after 2 in the afternoon, partly sunny with a high near 87. On Wednesday night, we'll see a 60% chance of showers and storms, then showers likely, and a possibility of a storm after 2 in the morning. Whatever the fuck that means. Mostly cloudy, right, with a low around 70. It's going to rain Wednesday night. It's just going to fucking rain. All right. That's it for your Cheyenne weather for Tampa Bay. It's time for your crazy Florida news. All right. Let me pull up my new script here. Sometimes I think I'm going to run out, but I just find them.
This next story belongs in Literary Hall of Fame.
It does. It really does. It's quite amusing that way. And that's what appeals to me. Because it's really not a very exciting story, and it's not really a very unusual story. But what makes it great is the names of the story. Yes. And I usually don't use names. I don't use people's last names, but I had to on this one. So, because it just had to happen. Our first Florida story of the night comes from the Tampa Free Press and makes us wonder when a couch is not a couch, and can you hide behind any old couch, or do you need to select a special kind of couch? A Florida man and woman have two things in common: felony warrants and couches. Deputies responded to the residence in search of 63-year-old Arthur Couch. Deputies say Couch, who was wanted on various felony arrests, was arrested at the scene. At the same residence in Wickiwatchee, deputies located 30-year-old Ashley hiding behind a couch. You know, like a real sofa.
Like Arthur?
No, like a real sofa with armrests and padding and all that. Not Arthur. She wasn't hiding behind Arthur. She's hiding behind a different couch. I don't know what he feels about that. Maybe he feels like Ashley's been cheating on the other couch with this couch and that couch. I don't know. I don't get into couches' personal business. Look, phrases are enough to keep track of nowadays, and there's so much shit else going on. I only got so much to deal with. But anyway,
what happened to Ashley?
Yeah, she was also arrested on various felony warrants.
Huh.
Yeah, investigators say both were transported to the Hernando County Detention Center, where Mr. Couch is being held in lieu of $14,000 bond. Ashley is being held without any bond, so she really fucked the pooch on something. I don't know what they're there for, but they didn't go into too many details in the story. And they really didn't feel like looking for him, but yeah, she's being held without bond, so. Right? It's crazy. It's Florida. It's Florida. But don't try to hide behind a couch. The police will find you if you try to hide behind a couch.
True. Exactly.
Not that hard. That's lesson number 342 we have for criminals. Don't leave your ID behind. Don't hide behind a couch. Don't call them and ask them to test your meth. What? That was last week. We had that last week.
That was last week. Yeah.
I'm like, Jesus, people, come on. Let's use a little bit of common sense here. All right. Our next crazy Florida story of the night comes from the Villages News and tells us...
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you gotta love the Villages News. They give us the best. And tells us about more old people behaving badly. A village of Fenny, which I guess is part of the whole Villages, a Village of Fenny woman will lose her driver's license after taking a pee break during a golf cart ride home from the town square.
What's
Jennifer,
wrong with a pee break?
Well, let's read on. Jennifer, 58, who lives in Sand Pine Villas in the Village of Fenny, will lose her driver's license for 6 months after pleading no contest last week in Sumter County Court to a charge of driving under the influence. Jennifer was also placed on probation for 1 year and was ordered to perform 50 hours of community service. She had previously paid a $166 fine for an open container violation. Jennifer was... Now, how did this all happen? This is what happened. Jennifer was driving a purple Yamaha golf cart shortly before midnight in the area of Magnuson Road and Tharp Avenue when she swerved to avoid hitting a pole. Because the pole just showed up right in front of her.
Showed up in front
just
of her.
Popped out in front
nowhere.
Of her. Yep. She stopped in the grass just off of the golf cart path. So clearly she was not on the path. That's why that pole kind of came out of nowhere. Well, hold on. The officer reported that he observed the driver exit the golf cart, pull her pants down, and she peed. Just right there, right off the side of the golf cart, right in the golf cart trail. Keep it classy, people. Keep it classy, Florida. So, all right. So she took a pee, and then the officer approached her, and she could not keep her balance, which is surprising. She was able to squat and pee, but she couldn't keep her balance. Was slurring her words, she indicated that she had left Brownwood, where she drank a beer. Just one beer, and that's what she got from one beer.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't believe that. And I can tell you for sure, I don't believe that. She was invited to participate in field sobriety exercises, but she told the officer that she didn't think she could. Officer, I can't do that. You was too drunk. An inventory of the golf cart turned up 2 open bottles of Fireball whiskey, 2 open cans of Michelob Ultra, and 2 unopened bottles of Platinum 7X vodka located in a cooler. She hadn't gotten to those yet. That was for the ride home. Although Jennifer would not take part in a field sobriety exercises, she did provide breath samples. Get this. She hit 1.39 and 1.43 on the blood alcohol scale. There ain't no damn pole. She imagined that shit. She didn't see nothing. She just stopped to pee. Oh, gotta love it. All right, let's move on. All right, you ready? Get yourself a cold compress or something if you need it. The sexy story. This is a why not me for you, Joe. I'm sorry. You need to go down to Miami Beach more. I guess this happens more. And it's not bad because it doesn't seem like it's really that bad of a deal here. Our final and naked news story of the night comes from WPLG Local News Channel 10 in Miami and tells us what not to do during spring break. A 27-year-old man who identified himself as, quote, a homeless model, which I don't know what the fuck that means, and he's not homeless, is facing criminal charges for masturbating in public view at a Starbucks. Alyssa said she was at the Starbucks when she used her phone to record him, and she said, "What are you doing? Get the fuck out." Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate it when they do that, because then I got to fill it in myself. It's disgusting. But yet she recorded it for like 10 minutes. She recorded Blake having fun with himself in the Starbucks for about 10 minutes. I'm like, Jesus, honey, really?
Uh-huh.
Officers responded to the area of Collins Avenue and 29th Street after witnesses in the indoor and outdoor area of the Starbucks reported his behavior. There was a foot chase.
A one-day special creamer.
Yeah, exactly. Blake... no, I didn't. That should have gone away. I don't know what that means. That should have been copied out. A witness recorded a video of the arrest showing Blake ignoring commands from the police to sit down, as well as capturing the sound of the officer's dart-firing stun gun, which hit Blake about 8 times, used closed-fist distraction blows, and kicked him in the lower back area, according to the arrest report. This dude was not going down easily. He was horny, and he was determined. Jesus. A fire rescue personnel took Blake to Mount Sinai Medical Center, where Blake appeared. When Blake appeared in bond court, he told the judge he works in Miami Beach. Blake is facing charges of lewd and lascivious behavior, disorderly conduct in an establishment, and resisting an officer without violence. The judge has set his bond at a whopping $700. And that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Roger, you stink. Well, you can thank the database that you are tuned into, Shyampa Radio. Come join fun. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Shyampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566. And you two can hang out in the studio with these two lovable idiots, and don't forget me and that other robot, Roger. Be a part of our unique U Studio experience. Be sure to visit us at chiampa.org for our latest broadcast schedule. And, did you know you can chat on our webpage? Just scroll down to the chat room, pick a nickname and chat. But now, go grab your bongs and inhale biatches. In just a minute, Your two lovable stoners are going to start conversing about this, or that. Hold on, woohoo, here it comes, the plethora discussion segment. Take it away, the lovable Joe and the lovable Anthony.
Well, thank you, Betty.
You got it, Joe. You got it, Anthony.
Thanks. Wow, that was such a fun show tonight, folks. I hope you were able to tune in live, but we've got some discussion time.
Yeah, actually, we got a good amount of viewers, it actually looks like, so that's always
nice. Yeah. Give us a call at 813-327-8566.
Yes.
Be a part of all of this, too.
Yes.
But
I have cookies.
You have cookies?
I do. I have Oreos and I have Nutter Butters.
Ooh.
That's the only snacks I brought into the studio with me tonight.
I may be making cookies tonight myself.
There you go. I got to eat something.
So,
I haven't eaten dinner yet.
I planned the gas connection for the old Chicago studios to happen on 5-1 because I tried to utilize the calendar function and every date said there was no appointments available.
Hmm.
But I just went ahead and selected the date that I'm moving in, which is going to be April 25th, and it went through, and I got a confirmation number, so hopefully it's like all electronic, and it just happens automatically, and, you know.
Is the gas service off already?
Not in the current studios, but in the new studios, the gas is off.
Oh, wow, okay. I don't think that's automatic, though. I think they got to come out and do something. Usually have to do turn a thingy on a meter. The electricity may be automatic, but I think gas, they still have to come out and twist the knob on it.
I see. Well, I hope they can come out soon because I've got a week's time. You know, when I move from April 25th and they shut off the gas here May 1st.
Well, I mean, the good news is that it won't be cold out.
True.
So, you know, you have that going.
Taking a cold shower is not going to be fun.
Well, at least you won't be so horny for a while. Get yourself a little electric hot plate and boil some water and take a bath.
Shit. Unfortunately, I don't have a bath. I would have to use the water as a sort of a hot rag in my cold shower.
That can be a little bit of a pain. Well, I don't know what to tell you then. So hopefully it all goes through for you. Maybe you might want to give him a phone call, though. That might help.
Yeah.
Phone call is recommended in these cases. I don't trust. I don't know.
Yeah, the electric is going to be automatic because they're all smart meters. Like,
yeah.
They could shut me off now if they wanted to. Not that they could... I mean, my bill is paid, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, make sure you pay your bill, because Belinda has not taken care of that shit. We had to deal with that over here in the Tampa studios, and that was not
good. Really?
She didn't pay shit.
You know, your secretary and your people over there, sometimes I question them, but you know,
it's hard
here
to find good help here. It really is hard to find good help. It's quite annoying, actually. But it's what we got, you know? I mean,
yeah.
You know, we got Dick White, which I don't even know if he's been in the office. I think he left for COVID. That's the last time we heard about him. His paychecks are still getting cash, though, so he's got to be doing something. I gave you a show title, by the way.
Oh, did you?
I did. I put it in the script.
Oh, you did?
I did, and I highlighted
it in yellow. Masturbating in a golf cart while cruising the villages. I love it.
There you go. We got the villages, we got Florida,
yay,
we got masturbation. What more could you ask for, ladies and gentlemen? If I could find my sound effects button, I'd give us some clapping.
Yay.
And then we got some clapping. Clapping and a screeching cock. How's that?
Masturbating in a golf cart while cruising the villages. I like it.
Yeah, you know. Got it. Oh.
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 Oh. Oh.
So, do you think your motherboard, or not your motherboard, but your CPU and memory issue delay is due to stolen property?
Absolutely.
Or just lost?
It's lost or it's stolen, but I wouldn't be surprised if it was stolen. I mean, stolen. I bought it from Newegg, and it's like the whole gateway thing. They put their name on the side of the box, so everyone knows that it's a piece of technology. You know, and it's just like, let's just put it in a stupid plain box. You don't need to brand the damn box. Not important.
Or it can be branded on upon opening that initial box.
Yeah, that's great. I open the initial box. You can put your logo on everything. I don't care if it comes right up and licks my balls with the logo. I don't care. But just do plain packaging. Because when these companies, because I remember I had that same problem with Gateway back in the 90s. Where they kept stealing my damn computer off the damn shipping line from UPS. I'd go down the line and somebody throw a new shipping sticker on it and go somewhere else. Jeez. Three times they shipped me three computers. The third one finally made it. I was so pissed.
That's crazy.
I was so pissed. And I would get random shit. Like one shipment, I'd get the speakers. And the next shipment, I'd get the monitor. And I'm like, great, you're shipping it out piece by piece. And, of course, we'd have to go. It took me, like, 2 months to get the computer because they'd have to open a case. Like, the same thing with the Newegg thing. Oh, we got to open a case, and we got to look for it. Someone's out looking for it right now in the yard, I bet. Yeah. I'm like, no, you're just sitting on it until nobody says anything, and then that's how it goes. So
it's like packaging statutes of limitations or something, right?
The packaging statute of limitations.
Yes.
That sounds like something we can get Judge Judy engaged on.
You're right. So IMDb, is that an app that you have on your smart TV?
Yes, it is. By the way, yes, those of you, I mean, I like Judge Judy. I've learned a lot from Judge Judy. She's a crabby old woman, but she makes a lot of sense. And she does educate her viewers on a lot of common law things that most people have to deal with in their lifetime. Things like property rights and neighbor rights and rental rights and stuff like that, which is it's actually very useful for most people surviving in today's world. So that's why I find it, you know, I do watch it. I find it educational and entertainment. So she stopped producing new shows on Fox, and she's now producing shows online, and she's doing it on the IMDb. It is free. It doesn't cost you anything. But she is putting her shows up on the IMDb platform, Roku, Android, iPads, Apple, maxi pads, thin pads, tampons, whatever you use. If you can get the internet connection, install an app, and I think even on your old computers, you know, the ones with the monitors and keyboards and
the keyboards.
Yeah, the ones with the old shit with the keyboards, you can probably go right. I'm sure IMDb, you can probably just watch it right from their website. I'm sure their IMDb TV has some link to it online. So
that's a gong sound.
So she has all new episodes. She has a whole new, and I guess she's gotten enough traffic. They renewed her another year.
Oh, good.
But it's, I mean, it's a lot of the same that she does with different things here and there. But she has a little more latitude. I think they can award up to 10,000 now.
Oh.
Instead of 5,000, a little more latitude with it. She has her granddaughter with her, who is in her final year. Well, her granddaughter is in her final year of law school. So she's kind of her legal aide on the show. And then she also has a court reporter on the show as well.
No bailiff.
She does have a bailiff. It is not. It's not Bird though. It's no longer Bird. We don't know what happened with Bird. It's not Bird. But
interesting.
I'm into it. I'm liking it. You know, I'm
I'll have to take
it.
A look at that. That does sound interesting. IMDb. So
IMDb.
You should be able to get it on your smart TV. Too,
I would
I'm
imagine.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, I imagine that app.
IMDb.
Exists. IMDb.
Huh.
Yeah.
IMDb. There we go. I typed it in the chat room. Chat room's been active tonight. I've been happy about that.
Good. I'm glad to hear.
Thank you, folks in the chat room.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear when we have a happy, active chat room. That's important.
Yeah, right? It's a happy day when we have a happy time everywhere.
Except when you get a zit on the top of your finger.
Ow, how do you get a zit on the top of your finger?
I don't know, but that happens to me sometimes.
Interesting.
Yeah, I got oily skin. It happens.
You have stress in that area?
I got stress in every area. I'm stressed from my hair to my toes.
Yes, I hear you on that. So I'm wondering what I should do with the very old mixer board I have that 7-Eleven, not the 7-Eleven, the Radio Shack mixer.
The 7-Eleven mixer. What am I going to do with the 7-Eleven mixer? You can donate it, toss it. I mean, I don't necessarily know if you can really use it for anything.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what possible use I could find out of it, but yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I mean, you got a 12-channel or a 10-channel mixer already that you work with, so that one's not really going to do you a whole heck of a lot.
Right.
It's very
Although
basic.
people have been requesting like a microphone for private events.
Use that at work. Yeah, use it at work.
Then. Maybe I'll have to get a microphone for it. And then I'll have to get a really solid Bluetooth transmitter that can function as the output.
Yeah.
Because that can then go to the stereo receiver, pick that up, and it'll pick it up over the speakers.
See, there you go.
So, yeah, it's possible.
You've got possibilities. Yeah,
I'll keep it. I won't get rid of that one. It may have some life yet. Oh, there goes those ugly lights. Those darn ugly lights.
And just when I'm trying to finish my Nutter Butter, too.
It's your Nutter Butter.
Well, hey, folks, it looks like the ugly lights are coming on. I lost track on what the hell was going on. So I'd like to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your special little snowflake way.
Interesting, Anthony. Oh, boy, are you still having office chair syndrome? Well, keep listening to us for what to do, and we're sure glad you could join us tonight for the Joe and Anthony Show.
That makes me nervous. You can make your commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour hosted by Betty starting at 6:30 in the morning Eastern, and then Traffic with Toppers starting at 3:30 in the afternoon Eastern every weekday. Be sure to catch some classic radio programming on Throwback Thursdays, Radio Free Labor at noon on the weekend, and hot dance mixes from 2 to 6 on Sunday Tea Dance.
You know, since your device is already tuned in, why not keep yourself perpetually embellished in programming with extra added Technique audio procedures? How do I do this, you ask? It's easy. Just keep any one of your devices perpetually tuned to Shy Emperor Radio. That's right, maybe it's a tablet come sex toy in the playroom, or maybe an Amazon Echo device in the kitchenette, or maybe it's your phone while you take a dump on the toilet. Whatever the situation may arise that says, damn it, I need to listen to Shy Emperor Radio right now. Just point your favorite device to chiampa.org. That's right, chiampa.org. Go there now for a complete listening experience.
So I still struggle with this sex toy that streams internet radio. I mean, that's... I don't know. That seems kind of weird. You know, you're standing in line at the Publix, and someone's like, "Sir, sir, I think there's an ad coming out from your ass. Is your ass advertising Trident gum? Or am I just imagining things?" "Excuse me, ma'am. Your crotch has just told me about the latest technology on the Daily Tech News Show."
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. There's an apple in your coochie.
There's an apple in your coochie. Oh, yeah, the things that we do. So, yeah, Bluetooth sex toys. I know there's Bluetooth sex toys, but I didn't know, they made those with the radio on them. That's kind of exciting, actually. You can do a lot with that.
I'm just thinking blasting techno music all year.
Just blast some techno music from that sex toy. There you go. Glitter lights, everything. It's a self-contained experience. The things that we do to keep ourselves entertained.
Well, thanks for joining us tonight, though, folks. We hope you come back next Monday.
No, yeah, we hope you do. We hope we come back next Monday, too.
We will, as long as nothing happens to either one of us.
I don't think we're doing any major cutovers at work this weekend, so we should be good.
And I don't have any major projects that are going to be extremely stressful or...
Fantastic.
There'll be some organization and things to do. So
all right. Good. All right. Check out our blog at cyanbit.org. If you're interested in recasting our show, please contact us at playus@cyanbit.org. Remember, folks, don't go masturbating at the wrong Airbnb after you hide behind some guy named Couch that stopped to take a pee break somewhere in the villages. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for This Way Out with an F for fellatio.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with an E.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Cheyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Cheyampa Radio.